A surge of state unemployment claims by Asian Americans in Minnesota is raising alarms about the survival of Asian-owned family businesses in the pandemic. State figures released yesterday show that Asian Minnesotans have seen the largest growth in unemployment claims this year among all racial groups. Reham Fashir reports.
Erica Trin doesn't know how to not be busy. During normal times, she'd get up early, bake for a few hours at one of her businesses, Silhouette Bakery and Bistro in St. Paul, and then get to work at her other business, a hair salon. She typically logs about 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yep, yeah, I'm a crazy person and work a lot.
Suddenly, she was forced to stay home and temporarily close the salon and reduce hours at the bakery during Minnesota's peacetime emergency.
Well, it was kind of surreal at first. Like, I was like, okay, this is happening. I guess I allowed myself to be lazy for like 2 days and watch TV.
Trin went about a month without her regular income, using up savings to pay her bills. And she didn't know she qualified for unemployment benefits as a business owner.
Some people told me that we do qualify for unemployment now. So I started looking into that and applied, both my mom and I, to receive it. We didn't actually get it until a couple weeks ago, which was about a month after we were forced to close.
Tens of thousands of Asian Minnesotans like Trin have filed for unemployment benefits during the pandemic. COVID-19 has caused widespread economic harm, but researchers with Minnesota Compass say the damage isn't evenly felt among everyone in Minnesota. Black Minnesotans and Indigenous communities appear to be the hardest hit with job loss, but Asians are seeing the greatest growth in claims for unemployment insurance. Va Ming Ta is the executive director of the Asian Economic Development Association.
We're not surprised because many of the jobs that are lost by people in industries that a lot of Asian Minnesotans are employed in, such as restaurants, or so retail type businesses or service and hospitality type businesses.
Ta's organization supports small Asian-owned businesses with loans and overall business development. The little Mekong district near the state capital in St. Paul is home to many of them, and it's become a cultural hub for visitors. It's been about 40 years since Asian refugees settled in and started to revitalize this once struggling area. But Ta says that University Avenue stretch feels a lot different these days, with so many businesses shuttered.
Little Mekong is a destination for, in St. Paul, for Asian businesses and restaurants and culture. And so we're really concerned that the Little Mekong district could disappear because of COVID-19.
Researchers say policymakers should think about this heavy impact on the Asian community as they consider relief response. Bruce Corey is a professor of economics at Concordia University in St. Paul. He says the Asian Minnesotan economy generates $1 billion in tax payments, and thousands of businesses provide more than $700 million in payroll.
When we look at the national Asian American economy, it is almost the size of Pennsylvania. Unless we do something about it, we would be in trouble.
Corey says it's also important to recognize the economic progress that Minnesota's Hmong community has made in home ownership, which is now being threatened by the economic downfall from the pandemic. He adds that every minority group is facing challenges right now, but it's particularly difficult for Asian Americans.
Discrimination is adding a tremendous amount of burden to the people, whether they are workers, students, or businesses.
Minnesota is beginning to restart the economy, but Erica Trin, the bakery and salon owner, still doesn't know when things will go back to normal for her. State officials are expected to announce today a new plan to reopen restaurants, bars, and beauty salons by June. Reham Fashir, NPR News.